All right, welcome to Danny Ocean's Random Podcast. I'm back with another one. Strawberry's with me again.
Hi!
Now, I invited you on the podcast. Are you sure you want to be on?
Yes!
Okay. You didn't... That high was super happy. So we went to a volleyball game, college volleyball. Portland State versus Gonzaga. Gonzaga. How did you like it?
You don't even know how to pronounce the second team's name.
No, it's Gonzaga. It's Gonzaga's a joke from an old movie.
Oh.
How did you like it? How did you feel about it?
So fun.
So fun? Okay. Compared to, like, basketball. Like, we went to a college basketball game, but it was at the bigger stadium, and we went to a Blazer game.
Absolutely has to be a tie, because I like how there weren't very many people there. We got front row seats, and it was just warm and cozy in the arena.
Mm-hmm.
Volleyball, and it was just more interesting to watch. But then I also like basketball, because it's also interesting to watch, and because there's more things open.
Yeah. We went to Portland State. We have a nice, cool arena there. It's a little bit smaller than some arenas, but for the size it is, technologically, it's very dope. It's up to date. It was just recently renovated like 2 years ago. But anyway, to get to the point, not a lot of concessions were open for the volleyball game we went to yesterday. So there was like one concession stand. It was like going to a snack shack at Little League or something. It was a fun game. I liked it. I enjoyed it. It was my first live in-person volleyball. College volleyball was awesome. The women really got down. I mean, there was some talent. That's what I mean. Like, there was some talent on both sides of the floor. Portland State beat Gonzaga 3-1.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you had fun watching it? Like, the actual gameplay of it?
The ball flew over my head.
Oh, yeah. It did. Didn't it hit, like, the chair next to you, maybe?
It flew, and then it bounced and went over and rolled, and a lady threw it into the...
Yeah, it, like, bounced off of a chair near us, kind of. Maybe it was run row back, or, like, two seats over.
Run row back?
And then it kind of, like, bounced and almost hit, like, the scorer table thing, and then went and rolled in someone yesterday.
You said run row.
One row. I was watching the ball coming, and it felt like it was in slower motion than it actually was. And I realized it wasn't going to, like, hit either of us, so I didn't panic or whatever.
I would have
swat it out of the way so it didn't hit you, but I was like, oh, it's not going to get close enough.
And
then I was like, I'm not going to touch it if I don't have to. There's a person for that.
Yeah.
So I don't want to get my germs on the ball in this time, of course.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, it was interesting. They really, one thing I didn't expect is some of those, they'll hit it way out of bounds because there's just so much, like, strength. Like, some of the ways, man, they can hit the ball hard. It was fun to watch, for sure. Volleyball, it was fun. I would go again. What about you?
Yeah.
Okay. So, anything else you want to say about the game?
It was really fun. There was popcorn and water.
Yeah.
Nice and cold, wet water.
There wasn't a lot to choose from in that concession stand. It was like
there was eight items,
right?
There was only one stand open at the time.
Yeah.
Probably because it wasn't that big of a game.
And it said, like, popcorn, pretzel, candy, water, pop.
I was going to pick a pretzel, but I decided on popcorn.
Yeah. You probably went with the right choice.
Yeah.
Pretzels usually are...
Pretzels at the mall are better.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Mall pretzels over game pretzels. Yeah, for sure.
I don't think I've ever had game pretzels.
Yeah, at the Blazer game. Remember we went and we got you the pretzel and it was like, $8 and they wanted $4 more for the hot cheese? Remember when we went with your sister to the Blazer game?
They wanted $4 more to the hot cheese.
Yeah, I bought you a pretzel. You don't remember this?
No.
And you go, can I get a pretzel? And then they said it was like $8 or $9. And then I go, what about the cheese? And the lady's like, that's $4 more. And I was...
$12 for cheese.
And then your sister goes, maybe we don't get the cheese this time. I was so glad she said that.
Couldn't get the tickets for so long at that game.
Oh, yeah. It was my first time accessing tickets off my phone, and I did not come prepared the right way to do it. It was a mess.
Yeah, we took like an hour to find it, and then by the time we got there, we just had to get our food really quickly.
It was a mess. I feel bad. But we still had fun once we got in.
Yeah, it was really fun. I want to go to a game with my sister again.
Yes, for sure. What was I going to say?
You were going to say...
Anyway, yeah. So that's what happened with that. Wow, that really got into a whole different story. Yeah, anyway, yeah. The Blazer games, the pretzels are expensive, and they're not good. Sorry, Rose Garden.
Hey, I like them.
Yeah. I don't say Moda Center. It's the Rose Garden.
What else did we do?
It's definitely the Rose Garden and not the Moda Center.
I like them.
The pretzels at the game? But mall pretzels are better, right? Like Auntie Anne's and pretzels, Wetzel's.
I don't have an Auntie Anne.
No, that's the name of the pretzel place at the mall. Or pretzel, Wetzel pretzels.
Oh, that sounds good.
Wetzel's pretzel. No, they just use that name because it rhymes with pretzel.
Okay, so what? I want to talk about something. Oh, yeah, bubble tea mold ice cream.
Okay, so after that, as you may know by now, my daughter here is a huge bubble tea fan.
I love bubble tea.
So there's this place I've been wanting to try anyway called 22 Below. They do rolled ice cream and bubble teas.
Oh, the rolled ice cream's so good.
So we're going to talk about that. So after the game, we leave. We get on the train. She didn't believe me we could board the streetcar the way we did, but we did. I went to that college. I know how to get on the things. Anyway, we rode the streetcar. How'd you feel about that weird little train we got on the streetcar? The first one we got on. You know, it was different than the Max. Remember we had the scanners inside the train? The little tiny one we got on.
That was always inside the train.
No, in the Max, they don't have the scanners inside. Oh, well, you didn't notice the difference between that and the big train? No. It was a lot cleaner.
Well, I don't like the big train.
Yeah. There was a seat on the big train that was too fancy for her to sit in.
It was really dirty.
No, it was scuzzy. I don't blame you for not wanting to sit there. That seat probably had all kind of something going on. Germs.
I also had to have hand sanitizer after touching the handle because I didn't know somebody blew their nose on it.
Oh, that might be the cleanest thing someone's done on that handle. So we rode the little streetcar to the train.
Okay, and
we got to the 22 below.
Me talk.
Okay, yeah, you tell.
Okay, so I got an ice cream called Parker's Lemonade, where it's like strawberry and lemon.
How was that? Because I didn't have a taste.
It was so good. And then they kept saying, any toppings, any sauces? And I was like, just whipped cream. And they were like, no sauces?
I know. They were so surprised. I was like, you sure you don't want toppings?
Well, they didn't know if there was caramel or not.
Would you get toppings next time?
Yeah, totally. And then I also got bubble tea, but it didn't have the boba in it. I thought it did, but apparently we had to ask for it probably.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't.
It's okay. It still tasted great.
It was interesting because they had us order it on a machine. And then they just made it and gave it to us. It was I guess kind of for germs reasons and stuff, maybe. Yeah. And maybe they're short people also. There was just like two workers. And
there
they three. Just...
I think there was... there was probably only two.
Yeah, and then they just had us order it on like a tablet thing sitting there, and then they brought it out. Yeah, so how do you feel about the rolled ice cream? Was it different? I mean, what was different about it than just like Cold Stone?
It was just... good. It was like had a good texture. It just everything about it was amazing.
Okay. How'd you like the flavor itself?
Oh, that was good.
Was it more lemony or strawberry or a good mix?
I think it was a good mix, but I could taste different ones at different times. Like I could taste lemon at first, but then taste more strawberry. It kind of just went back and forth till it kind of just mixed.
What do you rate this ice cream on a scale of to 10 or 90 to 100 or like by, you know, 1 to 100.
101.
So you really liked it?
Yeah.
Okay. Awesome. What about the tea you got?
1,000. 101,000 for both of them.
No, you didn't like the tea all the way because it didn't have the bubbles.
Yes, but it was still good.
How'd you like did you feel like it was sweet enough or too sweet?
Was sweet enough. It was like the perfect sweetness.
Your mom didn't think it was sweet enough.
It was sweet enough.
But I'm going to trust your opinion because it's your tea. Mm-hmm. Okay. But you just wish it had the little bubbles next time?
Yeah.
Okay. So how did you compare that place to the last two bubble tea places we've been to? Did we go to one in San Diego?
Yeah.
We no? did. No.
Wait. Let me think.
I don't think we did.
No, we didn't. No, we did. No, we didn't. No.
You got ice cream there at the place I was getting coffee. But I don't think we went and got
I
bubble tea.
got ice cream.
Yeah, remember at the place I kept getting coffee in the morning, we went with mommy and you guys got ice cream. You remember that?
What kind of ice cream did I
They
get?
were just like cones. There was like four flavors.
Coffee. From the hotel room, you would get
No,
coffee?
that like little place that was like, remember that was right by the boats?
Oh, yeah! We got
That's what it was, gelato. Thank you.
gelato. There were submarines and boats next to it.
Yeah. How'd you feel about the gelato? Way off the top subject. How was that
That
gelato
was
that
so good. I
time?
got vanilla.
All right,
And that
gelato.
sounded like the only good
Was that your
flavor.
first time having gelato?
Actually, yeah. It was softer than ice cream and colder, and I actually like it better.
I do too, because I feel like it's less milky and sludgy in my stomach. I don't feel
Yeah.
as like that same
It
feeling
was
as
pretty
after ice
easy
cream.
on my stomach,
Yeah.
yeah.
Same reason I like froyo more than ice cream, but I think
Oh,
gelato.
froyo's
Yes, it doesn't make me
so
feel
good.
as heavy
How
as
do we
ice
get
cream.
from a volleyball game to ice cream?
To ice cream?
Yeah.
We went to ice cream yesterday. You mean to a different ice cream place? To like Salt and Straw or something?
Okay, well, it's good.
Oh, you mean how did we get there from there to there? Never mind. I did not know what you meant. Like, I thought you meant on the map, how do we get there? All right, so I don't know how we got there from there to there. Anything else you wanted to say about the bubble tea, the rolled ice cream?
Was good.
Cool. Okay.
We were gonna go to the bookstore to get a toy for me or a book, but it was closed.
Oh, you and mommy?
No, you and me. We
Oh,
were
the
there.
school bookstore, yeah.
Me
Yes. It was a Sunday game. Nothing was awake on
and Mom
campus.
went to Target and we shopped for some stuff.
Target?
We
Was
also
it?
went to Ross.
Cool. And got me. They got me. Oh, that's the next thing we're gonna talk about.
Me
Thank you.
too.
Thank you. Whew, that was like, there's something else I feel like we're supposed to be talking about.
Okay, so we got him a Connect Four. It's called
Connect Four.
Connect Four Shots.
Yes, and it's something I told your mom I wanted a lot. On the other show that I'm on, the Happy Hour show, me and Shadow are actually gonna battle, and I'm gonna beat him at Connect Four Shots. He thinks he's gonna win.
Has he tried it yet?
No. He's
Well,
not gonna win. I'm gonna dominate.
wait, were you guys planning to buy one or something?
We had already talked about it, like if one of us gets one, we're doing this on the
Okay,
show.
then,
And I
well,
told
you
them
got
yesterday
one.
it's on, so
Oh, you told them you got one?
yep, I said it's on now. I'm gonna destroy you with this. He thinks he's gonna win. He really thinks he's gonna win. Anyway, so me and you played it. Connect Four Shots, and if anyone's seen it,
When are you gonna do the battle? Because I really wanna see.
I'll let you see that clip. Okay, so if anyone's ever
Can I just be
seen
in the
this,
show when you do it
no, that's
and
an
then
adult show. Okay, so listen. So Connect Four Shots, for anyone who's never played it, it's got like a Connect Four thing on the front, but you throw ping pong balls into it. And it's got like a little slide thing on the back so that if it lands there, it'll slide down into the holes.
Yeah, it's really fun.
Now, both people can go at the same time and throw the balls as fast as you need to. And it's whoever just gets four in a row of their balls in any same way you would in
He was
Connect Four.
playing Elf while we were doing it.
Oh, yeah.
Elf, it's September. Just wait till
Elf
November.
is a year-round movie.
Wait till November. Wait till November. Wait till November.
Congratulations, world's best cup of coffee. And they're all just like, anyway,
Bye,
so
buddy. I'll be fine.
yeah, I hope you find your dad. So we played Connect Four Shots. It was hard, right? Didn't you feel like it was hard to start?
Oh, yeah. It was really fun. I
It
was
was hard to
really
get the
cold.
touchdown. I have the touchdown now, though, and so Shado's gonna be obliterated.
I beat you multiple times.
Obliterated, Shado. If you're listening to this episode, you're gonna get obliterated. You're going down. Going down.
Sure.
So we did good. We played best out of three. She won one. I won two, of course, because I always win. And it was fun. I got the touchdown. Yep. So anything else you want to say about that game? She's ready to check out of the episode. Yeah. I want to thank you for being on the show again. So we're gonna about to go to a commercial break. I didn't even take one last episode. We just went right through it.
Bye bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you for coming on. Maybe sometime she'll be back again.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
She doesn't seem enthused. Anyway.
Hey! You don't know what I'm feeling.
I know all your thoughts. No. That's not creepy. So we're going to go next time. I'm going to go to a commercial break. I'm going to a commercial break.
We are going to a commercial break because I'm on the podcast right now. So it's we right now.
No, you don't have anything left to talk about. You're going bye-bye.
Hi. There, I talked.
I'm going to go on a commercial break. And when I come back.
Edit that part out.
No. And when I come back without Strawberry, who's, say bye now, Strawberry.
Bye.
Okay. Then we'll talk about some other stuff. We'll see where it goes. I'm going to come back with some topics. And we're going to go from there. Danny Ocean's Random Podcast. Thanks for tuning in. After these messages, I'll be right back. Danny Ocean's Random Podcast. Welcome back. I want to start this segment by thanking all the listeners. I normally do this at the end of the episode, but, you know, when I took so long of a break from making the podcast, I was, you know, curious, like, is anyone even going to listen? Does anyone even care to listen to my podcast? And the numbers weren't bad for the last episode. You know, it's less than a week since it's been out, and it's already on pace with a lot of the other episodes. So I'm happy that the numbers have not dipped necessarily and look on the upswing. So that's cool. I'm happy that they, you know, the few people that do want to listen like to listen. I'll keep the content going. And with that, I got a couple topics here for you. I'm going to tell you about ordering a phone, okay? So let me take a sip of the coffee. Okay, so we needed new phones, or we're getting new phones, right? So both me and my wife's phones are paid off. She does iPhones, I use Galaxies. And I'm going to get to the whole story behind that later. But first off, so we go to order the phones. My wife gets the new iPhone, the iPhone 13, right? Okay, so she gets her phone shipped. She's already received the phone now in the mail today as I'm recording this, right? So they tell me my phone, my Galaxy S21 5G is coming at the like end of October, right? End of October. So originally in this story, my wife was going to order the iPhone 12. The 13 hadn't come out. When we thought this up a few weeks back, they like rushed announced this iPhone 13. So she didn't even know at the time it was coming out this soon. You know, people were projecting it to come out like January or something, right? So anyway, we call to adjust the order from my phone because I wanted a different size. I didn't like the bigger one because it was like a mini tablet. Right. And I already have a tablet. So we call and then they tell us, you know, your wife can order the 13. They're letting it out early. So we order her 13. Now, all of a sudden, she's not on back order. It comes right away. But here's the weird thing. We had went into the store to get phones and there was no phones. No phones. I mean, like there was no new iPhones of any of the like last three models. No new Samsung Galaxies, any of the last three models. Like, I mean, there was the lower budget iPhones, you know. Like the like starter level iPhones that don't have as much. And then there was like the real starter level Samsungs, I guess. And then like the foldable Samsungs, which I think the Galaxy foldables are cool. It's a cool concept. I got a friend that's got one. So I'm going to kind of, you know, talk to him and see how it goes with him before I, jump into that. I think one of the things that really held me back with that is it's a really big screen. And I had called to, you know, get a smaller screen on my phone. So anyway, point being, if you're going to order a phone, apparently this is with every carrier right now. There are just not a lot of phones in stock of the two bigger companies, Apple and Samsung, at all. And I hear it's kind of maybe the same thing with the Google Pixel. I'm not sure. But just like at all, like, you know, shortage with workers, that kind of stuff, and shipping clogs and stuff like that. So be forewarned. Start planning for the phone now if you need it, because it's cray. So my phone is not coming for a while. Yeah. So the story behind me being a Galaxy user, this was not like no iPhone hate. So what happened is a long time ago, if you can remember back to this, you know, iPods were the first thing, and then they just were like, why don't we put a phone in this shit, right? And then it was iPhone, and that was born. Well, shortly after that, they came out with iPads, if you remember, okay? So I wasn't super, like, the smartphone thing wasn't my thing back then, because in my head, I was thinking, like, man, it's so tiny just for me to work on the cell phone I have, like, the flip phone I have, that, like, I couldn't imagine, like, touch screening that little screen and doing stuff, like, because they were even smaller back then. And so I was, like, never really super big on getting an iPhone or whatever. But I liked when the iPads came out. I'm like, okay, now this is cool. I would like an iPad. You know what I mean? They were big, the original. If you can remember the first iPads, they were big. So I wanted an iPad super bad, right? We had one at my job. I mean, people would, like, reps would bring in at this, like, eyeglass place I worked, right? And so I wanted an iPad. I thought they were cool. So my wife gets so then slowly pretty soon after, other companies start coming out with their own tablets, right? So my wife got this Kindle Fire. It was like a real budget tablet. She got it, and I was like surprised by how cool it was. I was like, oh, this isn't bad. You know, obviously if you don't have the money for an iPad, because at the time iPads were really expensive, right? And so I'm like, she goes, well, you could probably get a tablet too if you help me sell off these books. She had a bunch of books she was selling, and that's how she paid for hers, right? And so I'm like, okay, cool, we'll do this, right? But then I'm like, I want to get an iPad. And it was like way too much money. She's like, well, yeah, we can't afford that, you know, an iPad. And at the time, yes, we could not. And so, but I was like, yeah. And when I could see what an iPad could do compared with the Kindle Fire and the, like, limited store that was on the Kindle Fire, I was not feeling, even though I was impressed with the navigation and, like, the shelf of how the apps were and stuff. And so I was like, well, I started, like, researching what's the other closest thing to an iPad, and it was the Samsung Galaxy was the only thing. Sony had a tablet out, I think, but that was on a higher end price too, like the iPad. And there was the Samsung Galaxy, which was probably the third highest priced tablet, but much more in a budget range that I could convince my wife we could afford. So I did. I get the Samsung Galaxy Tab 2. Long story short, I get it. It's cool. I love the thing, right? The navigation is great. The graphics are great. You know, so my wife gets an iPad shortly after, right? We get a little more money, right? Anyway, she gets an iPad. And then I'm playing with the iPad. I'm like, okay, cool. At least I can play with it, right? But I'm like shocked at, like, how much I didn't like the navigation of the iPad. The one thing I noticed between that iPad and those early generation Samsung Galaxy, the only, like, is the iPad definitely moved smoother and quicker at the time. Now they're kind of the same, but at the time, you know, Apple had been doing it a little bit longer. But besides that, the graphics were, you know, pretty equal. I enjoyed the navigation of the Galaxy much more than the iPad. It was like, it's like comparing a Mac to a PC now. Everyone knows that Macs are, like, known for just running great. And if, like, I was running a business off a computer, I would definitely get a Mac, right? Just because of the security of it, that kind of thing. They're well put together machines. But as far as navigation, it's if you go from a PC to that, learning how to navigate stuff and the different shortcuts, it's weird. It takes a long time to adjust. My wife's had a Mac for some times, and I use it throughout college for a lot of my papers and stuff. Because the Chromebook I had is real limiting as far as what you can do. If anyone's used a just basic level Chromebook, they know. But I still could never just quite like the navigation of those things. And it carries over with the iPads and the iPhones. And so, so before I got a smartphone, essentially, I got a tablet. And then when I got into, okay, maybe I can handle a smartphone, right? If I get a little pen or something. Then at that point, like, my wife had already got iPhones, and so I could definitely afford to get an iPhone if I wanted to. You know what I mean? But I got the highest level Galaxy, basically, which was at that time starting to be almost the same price as the iPhones. And I just liked it. It was just like my tablet. So I've just been rolling with Galaxy ever since, and they've definitely improved to the point where, you know, they're just as much or more as the new iPhone. And Samsung actually makes, and this is, a lot of people don't know this, Samsung actually makes something like 33% of the iPhone. They make the camera, the screen, and some kind of part of the processor or something like that. They make a good chunk of the phone is manufactured by Samsung. So there's a little trivia for you. Every iPhone is a little bit of Galaxy. No, I just love talking shit. No, that is true though. But there's just why. So I'm definitely not an iPhone hater. I think iPhones are cool. But I also think Galaxies are cool, and they're at the same level now as far as technology, speed, camera, chips, all that, battery life. They're equal on, they're the only two, they're equal on equal playing field. Apple's just obviously a lot more popular, but I like the Galaxy ecosystem. You know, a lot of Apple people, just to kind of explain it to you, a lot of Apple people always are like, you know, some of those phones are so cool, but I'm just so married to the Apple ecosystem. And I get that, because Samsung has its own ecosystem. The Galaxy, everything that you can think of that's like, that Apple has a version of, Samsung has a version of. Plus, you can like control, you know, your fridge, stove. Samsung has all that. And so it's the same. It's the only other thing that has a comparable ecosystem. But I just don't think, maybe a lot of Apple people know that it has a comparable ecosystem, you know, so you can do all that stuff. So that's why I'm kind of married to it. Like, I like the new iPhones, like the 13, but, you know, in my head, I'm looking at it going, you know, it's cool. I could just get this, get my phone quicker. But I already have, you know, the Samsung tablet, which is great. I got an elite level Samsung tablet now, not a starter level. I got one of the S level ones. It's got a nice pen and all that. The graphics, the speed, it's outstanding. All that. Plus, I have these little tags, these Galaxy tags, and I got one on my dog. So that's, you know, the story of why I'm with the Galaxy stuff. Now, once I do get a second phone, a business phone, I'm going to get an Apple so that I've got one of each, and like I can do the little shit that Apple does with each other that, you know, they kind of block off to the other phones, like the FaceTime and all that shit, right? So yeah, definitely not an Apple hater, but there's a story, long story short. So if you're ordering phones, whether you're an Apple or a Samsung person, you might have to wait on your phone. The 13s were shipping out, but the amount of people that ordered them, those are probably going to go into a backlog too. So I'd hurry up and get yours now, because I've seen that a lot of people are buying them quick. So my wife was lucky to order hers like within hours of when they dropped. So just be prepared. If you're buying a new phone, that's from one person to another, be prepared. So sorry for the long phone story, but you know, it's something you need to know. It's not like the old days when you could walk in and just pick your phone and you might be limited on the color choices. You're limited on the phone choices now. So yeah. Oh, the next thing I was going to talk about is people, just to give people kind of an update, as you may know, Shado and I and some others are working on developing a local radio station. This is going to be an online station. We're still planning on doing it, dropping it this fall, but we just want to make sure that we drop it right. And so that's what we're working with. It's going to be a cool station. You know, we'll be able, because it's an online-based station, artists don't need to have edits, so we can, you know, play. Our choices of music are really wide open. We're covered on all the BMI, the ASCAP, all that stuff, like royalties, all that stuff. It's legal. You know, no cap on listeners, that kind of thing. So it's going to be cool. An all online station, you'll be able to access it on several different apps pretty soon. And it's going to be dropping soon. We just want to drop it right. So that's the update. We got a cool lineup of radio hosts we're going to start with. And these were so when we talked about doing this, right, we were like, we want to kind of have the right lineup of hosts. So we're, you know, who would work on this station? We're thinking of some names, but surprisingly, some of those like same kind of names reached out to us and, you know, offered to be on the station. And so that it worked out for us. We're building a cool team. You know, I got one more, of my close friends that I'm trying to get on board here. And, yeah, I think people are going to like this station. I really do. It's going to play a good variety of, you know, not only local Portland hip hop, R&B and such, but also like, you know, worldwide and national of that stuff too. Reggae, all that stuff. So it's going to be a great, like even mix of all that together. We won't have, you know, worried about edits. We're going to have, you know, mixes, shows, all that stuff, just like a real functioning radio station, all that stuff, and easily accessible on several different apps. Plus the website, will have a player on the website when it's all set and up and going. The website, if anyone's seen it, is kind of just in production stage still. That's why you can see it, but I don't really advertise it too much. But we're excited about doing this station. Just to give everyone an update though, it's still going to be a go, just making sure it's right and on that level when it comes out. And we still also have the radio show. They gave us a show on Freeform. We're not ditching out on FM radio. We love having an FM radio show. We just wanted to be able to bring you kind of that 24/7, you know? And another thing that we can't do on Freeform, or if we were on KBOO or X-Ray, is that we're limited, with a lot of these stations as far as what we can, you know, tell people to go buy the artist CD, go to the shows, that kind of thing. Like if an artist come on the show, we can't say go to the show, or anything that costs money, we're not allowed to say, or anything that's sponsored by commercial sponsors because of the type of the contract that these stations are under. And so like, we can't really like, we can say like, oh, by the way, Matt Randall has a show. It's at 7 p.m. at the Star Theater, right? By the way, you know, Carmen Rivera has a new CD out. You can find it on music sites. That's like how far we can go, right? But we wanted to be able to do something as well where we could, you know, push stuff, help advertise shows for artists and push great new music that should be, you know, seen worldwide and in Portland. You know what I mean? Really, there's so much going on in the Portland scene that's all we are trying to do is just, you know, show people that. Give it another bigger platform. So we're not doing this as like a diss to like any of these stations. We love all these stations, Freeform, X-Ray, KBOO, Jammin'. It's just to give them, just to give people 24/7 of what we do on They Gave Us a Show, basically, but not just with us, with other DJs. And it's going to be, we got another reggae show planned, not by me, but by one of our other new DJs. They're going to have one with, one about cannabis centered. We got a DJ on board that's going to, you know, have a mix show. It's going to be cool. I can't tell you about the other shows yet. Shadow's got a show though. I'm going to have a show, and we got a cool lineup. And then we'll have a mix playing all these other times that'll be constantly updated with new music and throwbacks. And we're aiming to have like the largest playlist of hip hop that you can find without repeats. You know what I mean? That's our goal. So I'm excited for Spin 503. I think everyone's going to like it. You know, I know I talked about it a lot, but I just wanted to let you know, there we go. It is still going on. We're excited about it. So just follow Spin 503 FM on Instagram for updates, and Twitter as well, Spin 503. And you can find out more about when the station drops. We're going to kind of do a live virtual launch party kind of thing. So we'll do a soft opening of it before that, where we're going to kind of work out the kinks before it officially drops. So there's your behind the scenes info right there on that. Excited about this. So it'll be good stuff. I'm excited to bring it to you. And we're still going to do the show. They Gave Us a Show on Freeform now on Sundays, so we can bring you the artist interviews and get these artists on FM radio. You know what I mean? So that's why we're still keeping that one. We love Freeform. We love bringing that to Portland, getting these artists on interviews and getting their music on FM radio. But we'd also like to bring it to you online as well. So we're going to be in both. Excited about that. Anyway, if there's anything you want me to talk about, I've said this before on the podcast, you know, email me, originaldannyocean@gmail.com. Let me know. What should we talk about on the podcast? What should I do? What do you want to hear about? Because you're my listeners and you tune into these episodes for some reason and listen to me just rant about dumb shit. And you keep listening. At least some of you do. And so I owe the respect to you to say, you know, how would you like this show to go? What should I talk about? I got interviews coming up. I'm excited about some of these. I don't want to like say the names yet because I got to figure out the order. I'm getting a cool portable mic to help me with these interviews so I can take these on the go more. And when I do, then that's when we're going to do these interviews. I got some great ones, so stay tuned for that. But besides interviews, what else should I be doing on the show? So, you know, like I said, email me, let me know your ideas or what you want to see on the show. I'm going to go to another break. We're going to come back, talk a little more, wrap up the show. Thank you for sitting through my bullshit rants. Danny Ocean's Random Podcast. We'll be back after this break. Danny Ocean's Random Podcast, back from commercial break. Thanks everyone for tuning in, making it this far to the last segment of the episode. I'm impressed with all of you. So to give you a preview of what we have coming up in future episodes, I am planning on doing a Halloween candy bracket, right? And so there'll actually be two brackets. So the first bracket's going to be all terrible Halloween candy. This bracket will basically be, you know, like what's the top worst Halloween candies. And so we're going to break that down bracket style. I'm going to have a guest on for that one. So I want you to email if you have some suggestions for what candy should go on this top terrible Halloween candy bracket. Email me. Once again, the email is originaldannyocean@gmail.com. And then maybe your terrible Halloween candy will make the list for the top terrible Halloween candies. We will see. And the reverse of that. I want to do a bracket that's the top best Halloween candies. The reason why I'm doing these now, and these are going to be in one of the October episodes, so maybe not the next episode, but one of the ones coming up after that. I just feel like, you know, fall, it's the beginning of autumn, so it's kind of a good time for this topic. I know that maybe this is a topic that I've talked about before in the past. I don't know if it was either on this podcast or on another show that I'm on, but so I figured, why not do it bracket style? So the reverse of the worst Halloween candies will be the best Halloween candies. And also want to do that one bracket style. Also like you to email your suggestions. Once again, the email is originaldannyocean@gmail.com. You know, let me know your opinions. What should make these brackets? Maybe your choices will. Maybe they're already on there before you even email them. You know, there's common... you know, when you look online about posts about terrible Halloween candy, certain ones like candy corn and circus peanuts make a lot of the lists. I think Jawbreakers do too. So it'll be interesting to see which ones make it far in our bracket. Also the reverse with, you know, good Halloween candy. A lot of certain ones, Kit Kats, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, Sour Ropes, gummy bears are usually high on a lot of lists. Will they make it? And as well as are a lot of chocolates usually. You know, will they make the finals? Will Kit Kats, will Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, will Twix make the final four of the best Halloween candies? So that's a good fall topic for an upcoming episode. I'm going to have a guest on, one that we've had on before that you know, to help me narrow down the bracket. Maybe more than one guest. We'll see how it goes. So that should be fun. That's an immediate upcoming topic, kind of a preview of what I've got coming up on a future episode. So that should be a fun one. Top Halloween candy brackets. I like doing little bracket style stuff as I've done before. So actually the topic of brackets themselves, you know, when I really think about that, I could do some more brackets like top holiday foods, you know. We'll see. We'll see how it goes. You know, I'm having a good Saturday here, wrapping up this episode, just watching some good college football so far. So that's been exciting. It's nice to have that back, you know. That's something that I can kind of watch from the comfort of my own home and enjoy on a Saturday. I've gone in the past tailgating to lots of college football games, actually. Some at Oregon, a good chunk of them at Oregon State. When I first got with my wife, her dad had season tickets. And so we would go down to some of the Oregon State games, you know, meet him down there usually. He would always be like tailgating and stuff, cooking up some of the best steaks and shrimp you'll ever have. And so it was fun. He had a little camper. Those were some fun times. But it gets to be when you have kids, and even when you don't, when you're just doing that repeatedly. Like there was one weekend, I think we went to all the home games. I mean, 1 year. It's a lot. So like if you're going from Portland down to Corvallis or Eugene, there's, you know, depending on how the game traffic is, 2 to 3 hours. You're in the traffic on the way there with other people going to the game in either of those cities. And then there's, you know, at least that much traffic on the way back. You wouldn't believe, excuse my yawning. You wouldn't believe how long it takes just to get out of, like, when you're in Corvallis specifically, how long it took us just to get, like, off the main street of Corvallis to, like, the main strip to like get out of town to get on the highway forever to get to like, I think it was Albany. Before you get to the freeway to take forever to get back to Portland and Albany's past Salem. So it's quite a trip. You know, those add up and it takes up a whole like Saturday. So it's fun.
The tailgating atmosphere, but I've done it enough times now where like the novelty wore off, and like I would probably do it on certain occasions, you know, if I was given tickets and had a day off without the kids. It's a chore. You drag the kids to it, you know, and they don't always dig it as much. Sometimes they do, you know, but it depends. It's not, you know, it's a lot. That's all I say. Watching college football on TV, a lot more fun. You get to see all the scores flip between game and game. It's one thing when you're just up there as a couple, you know, and with some other people, other adults and stuff, just hanging out, having fun. You know, it's kind of a chill thing. But there's a lot of setup, takedown, barbecue, all that stuff. You know, you get drunk. I got drunk one time and barfed on the back of someone in one of the games. It was terrible. Like, you know, lesson learned. So, yeah, now I went to a Portland State game with Shado a couple years back, and that was my style. The reason is it's out in the Hillsboro Stadium in Hillsboro, which is connected to Ron Tonkin Field, where the Hillsboro Hops play, you know, high A level baseball. Well, Hillsboro Stadium hosts Portland State for all their soccer, softball, and football, you know, because they don't have the facilities on the grounds. PGE Park, which Portland State used to use for those sports, is now a soccer-only stadium. It's Providence Park now. It's a soccer-only stadium. And so they had to make it soccer-specific only, you know, and the Portland Beavers baseball team moved because of that. You know, Portland State lost eventually a home place for them to play. Kind of whack. So, you know, I don't know. I get it. It's cool that the Portland Timbers went to Major League Soccer and are doing so good and won a championship. But, you know, the Portland Beavers were there a long time. Portland State played in that stadium for a long time and came close to winning some national championships in Division II, you know, with Pokey Allen as coach in that stadium. That's some history right there. And, you know, Portland State soccer, softball, all that. Had to move facilities. So it's cool. It's cool that Hillsboro stepped up, but Hillsboro's, it is Portland State. You know, it's not Hillsboro State. And I don't mind, you know, and to get to the point of why I dig that is because me and Shado went out to that game. It was easy to find parking. For one thing, we're just across town to get to that stadium instead of like down the state. So it's, you know, from anywhere in the pretty much Portland area. On a Saturday, you could get to Hillsboro Stadium fairly quick because you get on Highway 26, hop that joint out there, get off, you know. I think it's like the first or the second exit once you're into Hillsboro, and the stadium's right there by the freeway. There's always more parking than there is seats. So I went to like a heavily packed baseball game one time with Shado out there, and for the Hops, almost like a sellout probably. And there was still plenty of parking spaces. So same thing with the football. And what was cool about it, there's a sports bar right down the street, right? So we pull up and they're playing Montana. And I had been to Portland State versus Montana before in Civic Stadium. Back when Portland State still played downtown and it was called Civic Stadium or PGE Park. And I remember Montana bringing in a lot of fans. So I didn't know how that would do in Hillsboro the time I went with Shado, but they drew a lot of fans again. So it was cool because we were able to just chill in the sports bar, watch some other games, you know, mosey on down to the Portland State game. It wasn't a sellout, but it was decently filled stands. So we got our seats, you know, no view, no bad view in the whole house. So in my age and like I've got to be in games, you know, in Reser Stadium and Autzen Stadium for big packed games. I was there when Oregon State upset USC. I saw Oregon put a hurting on UCLA once. Whoo, magical game. And I was actually there, my first game, college football game live. Well, not my first. My first at Oregon or Oregon State, because I'd been to Portland State games before. My first was watching Oregon lose to Indiana, believe it or not. And this is not in basketball, it was in football. So, anyway. There's my take on college football. I've been having fun watching it this Saturday. I've already gone over my time that I wanted to spend on this episode. I want to thank everyone for listening to Danny Ocean's Random Podcast. Once again, you can hear us most anywhere podcasts are, and it won't be long for the next episode. Signing out until next time.